Well, hello, everybody. It's been a long time since I've done a podcast. I've been having audio problems. I don't know if you ever heard my last podcast. I don't have a state of the art, podcast. Stuff. It's just me with a phone and an app. That's what it is. And a microphone plugged into my phone. So I've been having trouble getting a microphone because I didn't want to be talking on the phone like I'm talking to somebody. I found that kind of ridiculous. And I always wanted to have the best audio out of this very low podcast equipment, which is now just the phone and the thing. So anyway, I've been just thinking about stuff, and I thought maybe I just should grab some of the stuff that I've been thinking about that have been happening lately that I thought I could talk about here. And but it's just kind of didn't want to write it word for word or anything. I just wanted to just grab some bullet, and then I just wanted to just grab some stuff, and then hopefully my mind will get me to it, because I never wanted to write something to make a podcast, because I feel like then it will feel unnatural when I'm talking here. I would rather have something that I could read, kind of like a title, like when you watch the television and you see, for example, deadline for Dems, request for Putin Trump docs or documents, right? So now that's the title of it, so now you can talk about that stuff. But that's the title of it, and from that moment, from that title on, you can have all of the thinking or whatever it is that you want to think about and say it. Like when they go on television and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, the title that I'm just giving you right now is what I'm watching in MSNBC. So it's not a title that I came up with. I'll be talking about this jackass or whatever. Anyway. But anyway, so I just wanted to talk about Beto O'Rourke, because about Thursday morning, he and his wife did this announcement that he was going to run, and a lot of people were, because he was getting a lot of grief over the fact that he was not doing it, and he was not doing it, and it was like around 15, 16 Democrats right now, maybe more, I'm not sure, that are running for president, which is great. And so a lot of people were thinking, like, what is he going to do? And then, but immediately after he started, after he decided that he was going to do, people just started pouncing on him, like, because when he lost, and what I mean, the media, people all over the internet and the MSNBCs and CNN and all this stuff. And the thing is, When you hear what he did, because soon after November, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, he I'm not sure, but I think he ran for Senate and he lost. And people don't understand a loss sometimes. I just don't understand. They don't seem to understand, or they don't want to understand, or they rather not talk about the things the reaction that someone or some people may have when they lose something. And I'm not even talking about people per se, like losing a person. I'm talking about like losing something that you really want, like, a job or something. And they don't understand, or they don't want to understand, or they just don't care about the funk that one may feel after this public display that he did, trying to win his Senate, and then he loses it. So he took a, and then they tried to really get on him on the fact that he took a road trip by himself. That's the one thing that they were really getting on him, that he, by himself, he left his wife and his kid and took his, and he just left them. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, if you are thinking about your future, because a lot of people are already talking about that he may run, that he may run, that he may run, because they see how charismatic he is, and he's how likable he is. So they're thinking about, okay, if you just coming from a loss, how they think that you're going to put or reset your mind back into political mode or presidential mode, or not even presidential mode, but like campaign mode again after losing? You have some time to regroup yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, all that sort of thing. You can't just jump into from one thing into another, especially if you lost. I can only imagine if he won and then decided to run again. They would have really got on him. And then the fact that he did it by himself too. Like, really, when you trying to make a decision about the future, to take the highest job in this country, which is being the president of the United States, do you think you want to take your nagging wife with you? And I'm not saying that she might be, but I'm talking about generally. You want to make a decision that could change your life, or that could change your life for the rest of your life. A decision, a life-changing decision. You can't just take that decision lightly. You can't just run in and go, well, I just lost that one, but I can't win this one. It doesn't work that way. At least not the thinking process doesn't work that way. You have to go through a process of the grieving part. I'm not even talking about crying. I'm talking about the whole grieving part about, well, I lost this one, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, what am I supposed to do? And yeah, thinking about your family as well. But just because you're by yourself, that doesn't mean you're not thinking about your family, because it also involves them too. And then you wouldn't have a nagging one asking you every 3 minutes into the trip, what are you thinking? Come on. And then they meet it out talking about, well, if a woman had done that, she wouldn't get away with it. If a woman had done that, she wouldn't get away with it. Really? She wouldn't? You have a president that has, there is recordings. There's a recording of him talking about possible bribes to a porn actress, and he's getting away with it. You have a president that is in record saying that he grabbed a woman by her vagina, and he's getting away with it. You have a president who is on record, on video, saying that he is going to send the country into a shutdown and that he will be proud of it. Proud of it. And he's getting away with it. And also, on the same thing, you have a president who said right after that, on the same place, on Capitol Hill, said to Schumer and Pelosi, that he will not blame them. And that is the first thing he said, that it was the Democrats' fault that the shutdown was happening for over a month, and he's getting away with it. You have a president who is on video saying that it's okay for him to one of his followers or whatever, fans or whatever people that go in there to one of his rallies to punch another person because they don't like him. And that he's proud of it. And he's getting away with it. You have a president that is in, who had no previous political experience, and he's getting away with it. And then you, because Beto O'Rourke took a road trip to collect his thoughts about what was his future, what he wanted to do by himself. Now, if he was a woman, he couldn't get away with it. But you got a president over here who's getting away with everything. Every day, if not almost every day since the day that this jackass took office, has been a breaking news in all of the news about something that he did, about something that he said, about something that he said he might do, and about something that he's done negatively. And this is the man that you elected saying that he was going to bring America great again, make America great again. And with the same breath, a couple of years later, or a year later, whatever it was, this same man shut the government down, putting thousands of people without paycheck for over a month. And that is the guy who put you Americans, make America great again. People crying every day that they didn't know what they were going to do because they didn't have anything. Because they have money. People having to donate to other people. People with the, without the mortgage. Without being able to pay the mortgage. And he's the guy who's going to put America great again? I don't think so. But and yet, he's the guy who's getting away with it. So I feel that's a very... very hypocritical of people, period, in general, to say that if it was a woman, she would not get away with it. But yet, you have a president of the United States or the free world getting away with anything and everything, inciting violence and not care, not wondering. This is the president whom, in his inaugural day, raised over $100 million. I think it was $107 million. And allegedly, out of those $107 million, there are $40 million. That are unaccountable for, allegedly. $40 million. That's a jackpot. That is a jackpot. And yet, he's getting away with it. To me, in a perfect world, to have him impeached, no. That's not what, no, I don't want that. I don't want that either. But what I would want was for him to finish messing up the country like he's been doing since he said that he was going to run. And then when he loses on 2020, that he get dragged out of the White House by whatever hair he has left on the stupid head of his, kicking and screaming. And then the next photo of his will be in a jumpsuit. Orange jumpsuit. Okay? So, please, stop being so stupid or stop ignoring things, or just because you want to be talking about stuff. Because this is the same people who are every day reporting something that this president jackass is doing or did or talk about or wrote, and he's still getting away with it. So shut up. Okay? So it's beyond me.
I always said that I never, well, that was the thing that I wanted to talk about him, the Better Road thing and the whole thing, so that's all about what I wanted to talk about.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about is, like, in my life, me personally, I never like to say the word hate, because that word is very, 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 very strong when you say you hate someone. And because for I don't know how long, more than a decade, I hated someone in my family. I'm not gonna say who, because that's very personal. But I hated this person for over 10 years. That is a hate that I couldn't think about this person. I couldn't look this person up. Whenever I seen him, I am not a violent person. I never wanted to do anything, you know, like that. But the hate that I had for this person was literally consuming me. Okay? And so, then one day, to me, the way that I cope with things that are happening to me is by walking, especially when summer is better. I do it in winter sometimes, if the weather is okay. But on summers are the best part to do it, because you can't just put anything and just go and just walk. And so on the woods is the best, especially if you have like this trail, if you can find a nice trail, and then there's nobody in there, maybe once or twice, person every once in a while like that, it's the best, because you're just by yourself, and you're just thinking about stuff, and you just can talk to yourself or whatever. But then after a while of just killing myself with the hatred that I have for this person, I realized that it was just not doing it for me. I didn't have to go to no therapist, I didn't have to talk to nobody. I'm not a good talker. As for evidence that look how long it took me to come here to do this, even though this is me just talking. I know nobody's talking with me, I'm just talking to you guys, or whoever's listening to this shit. And so I don't really talk to people. I don't really like to talk. Whoever I talk to is about what's happening at the moment, and even if he's talking about something else, it's nothing about my personal life. My personal life is mine. I don't talk about it with nobody, not my family, not my mother, nobody. It's me and only me. I don't have friends that I talk about it, because I don't, because this is just me. That's how I deal with my stuff, is with me. I don't pull anybody to come in and judge me, either in favor of me or against me. I can be my own enemy, so I don't need somebody else to come in and pound on me. So I can pound myself. So that's how I was able to finally get out of that situation that I put myself into with this hatred, because it was hurting me emotionally, physically. Every time I thought about this person, it was hatred. And when I realized that, because the thing about hatred is a one person thing, especially in my case, it was just a one person. It was just one way through. It was just me, hate, 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 hate.
Meanwhile, the person that my hate was directed at was living their life like nothing happened. They were eating, they were sleeping, they were laughing, they were working, they were enjoying, they were dancing, they were, you know, having sex like nothing happened. And meanwhile, I'm in my own prison with the hatred. And when I finally realized that I was doing it to myself, I said, no more. That did not mean that I was going to be a goody with this guy, but that I was not going to punish myself with this hatred, you know? But there's one person that I allow myself to feel happy to hate, and it's that Donald Trump. I am so happy to hate that guy, because that guy is hateable with a passion, and I don't feel not one bit bad about it. Not one bit bad about it, because he is hateable from the way he looks, from the way he speaks, from the way his mannerisms, from everything that he does. He's hateable. And I sleep really good about hating that man, or that quote-unquote man, you know? Because all of the crap that he has done since he got in there, and the steel we have to go through with this jackass in there. So it's really, really nice to hate this man, this womanizer, this thief, this cheat. I'm happy about that. I don't feel mad about it. But that's the only person that I hate in my life that I feel great about hating, because he's that awful of a human being. You know, the thing about that also is the fact that Americans are gluttons for punishment. And what I mean by that is, like, remember back when the 9/11 happened and the whole story about George Bush cabinet and all of the stuff that happened when he was supposed to say that he did not send the people that he sent, and the Saddam Hussein had like weapons of mass destruction, and then they found out and then they sent them to war over there so that he could dismantle whatever it is, and later to find out that it was all false, that there was no weapons of mass destruction, and that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with it. And going to the next re-election, the whole world thought that they would never choose Bush. And what happened? Bush won again. And someone said to me when I got that thought in my head, someone said to me, well, maybe they voted for him because they wanted him to finish what he started. And he did not. He did not. He started it he said it himself. He started his presidency in a mess and ended his presidency with a mess. Because in 2008, the country went to shit. And it wasn't, when was it, 11? I don't know when was it. I don't know if it was 2011, that the black guy that came in shortly after got the right man and went in. I remember today, I was like, what's going on? Because I was watching television. I don't think I was in my house or anything. I was just walking, and there was like a picture of Osama bin Laden. I'm like, why are they talking? And it was like all over what they were talking about. It was talking about him. And all of a sudden, when I actually was able to watch the television, that's when I realized that the president had just announced that they have killed, found and killed Osama bin Laden. So, which is something that I'm going to talk about a little later, but not now, because I'm just going too far away. Anyway, so yeah. But the point about the re-election was that in my heart of hearts, I feel like as much as this president has done wrong, that, by the way, you couldn't put one of those to Obama back then, because if one of those things, he has over, let's say over 10, I think it's more, investigations into everything that has to do with him. If you're taking one of those, and put it on Obama, oh man, he would have been impeached for years. He wouldn't even be a president. If they would have a Barack Obama saying that he grabbed a woman by the vagina, even though he said pussy, but I'm saying vagina, he would not have been able to be president. No, he would not have been able to be president. And yet this jackass did it, because he was touching someone, something, I mean, the Americans wanted to hear, and they thought that this is the guy who's going to deliver whatever it is. Oh, he's delivering it, right? But the point is that I think my fear is, and I think it's going to pass, is the fact that he's going to be reelected. That's what I'm thinking. He's going to be reelected. I'm hoping, to be honest with you, I will hope that even though I feel like I'm Democrat, but even if a Republican would have won, I would not be mad as long as he's not there. As long as he's gone forever and just goes into whatever it is that he lives in and just die, I wouldn't care. I hope that I get to live the day when he dies before me. I hope so. Because that would be the day that I'm going to be happy. Not to mention if he loses, please. That's another thing. But it just feels that way. Like he's going to I feel like he's going to be reelected. I don't know anything about politics, really. It's from what I see. This is with this fucking asshole in the White House, is the most in my whole life that I have been watching news, especially like MSNBC or CNN. I'm a slave to this shit. I have to like push myself to change the channel so that I can like get away from all of the crap and all of these things and all of these investigations and all of these Michael Collins of the world, you know, because it's insane. It's insane. So I feel that way. Like he might be able to he's going to be reelected, you know. And then he said and did that he was going to I think he did it yesterday or today, I'm not sure. I made a point that whenever he's talking, I just change his channels, and I rather watch what the analysts said about him. But I cannot even I can't even stand his voice or see him talking and his hands expressions and ugh. So yeah, he said I will probably have to veto it on Senate, or you know, blocking his national emergency, quote unquote national emergency. And when he said that, I kept thinking to myself, why don't we veto your presidency? How about that? Wouldn't that be better if we can veto your presidency or veto your existence? Would that be better? As a nation, we put up our arms up and go, let's veto Trump's existence in the White House and forget it. And get him out of there by the ears, you know, because it's just insane. We don't get a do-over. We don't get a do-over. It's a thing that when I've done for myself, like, if someone wants to show me something stupid or disgusting or brutal, like with animals, or I'm like, listen, thank you, but no, thank you. You know why? Because as everyone knows, once you see something, you can never unsee it again. You can never unhear again. You might forget for a few days, for a few years, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But one day, all of a sudden, pow, whatever that is will come into your head. You will hear it in HD, in high definition, you know? And that is the thing that is going to happen with this motherfucker. That we're going to have this jacket in our ears for the next, forever now. Forever. You know, as long as we live. So, but I don't know, you know, to be honest with you. Excuse me, I'm reading something real quick. Oh man, so I don't know, it's just, it's really, I don't feel optimistic about 2020, to be honest with you. I don't know. There's so many people, and I don't know if there's one of them that can beat them, or I don't know. But let's hope. Well, I think I've talked enough shit for one day, for one podcast. I hope that the next time I come back, I'll come back sooner than this, because it's been, I don't know, a month or so since. Don't worry, nobody listened to the other one either. But I hope that I can come up with something that I could talk about. I wish I was funny, because then I could say something funny. I wish I was insightful, because then I could say something insightful. I wish I was poignant, because then I would say something poignant. But instead, I'm just a whiny little bitch. And that's what I should call this podcast. A whiny bitch. The Whiny Bitch Podcast. Welcome to my Whiny Bitch Podcast. Whiny Bitch Podcast. Because there's so many times where I have some things that maybe I should say it in the podcast, but I need to find the right time to do this where I'm not going to have any, distractions, or nobody will come in and bother me while I'm doing it, because I want to do this like in one take. I don't want to read anything. Like right now, I'm happy with this one, because I wrote several bullet points, and as I was talking, I was reading some of them as well, and then I can just talk about that one, and even those bullet points that I was just talking about spark other things that I just talked about, you know. So that's the reason why it's hard for me whenever I want to talk about something. I wanted to do it as natural as I can without wetting. I don't want to wet anything. This is the best way, and maybe that's how I'm going to approach doing these things hopefully more often. That's what I wanted to say. Hopefully more often. But anyway, I just want to thank for whoever you pull soul for last time that had this crap. And thank you for listening if you did, or when you did last time. And hope you liked this. I just want to say thank you again. I don't know why I'm repeating it, but I'm going to say thank you for those of you who thank me. You know what? My first podcast was 32. 32 people listened to it. Or 32 plays. No. I don't know. Something like that. I'm not sure. Anyway, so thank you. And I guess I will see you next time soon. Hopefully not too far from this one. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.